Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D-Street Talk on Markets, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatrughan Jamanda, and today I have with me a very special guest, Jyoti Roy, who is Deputy Vice President, Equity Strategist at Angel Broking. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Roy.
Thank you for having me over, Shatrughan.
Okay. Well, Mr. Roy, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that what are your takeaways or the fine print from the Nirmala Sitharaman's speech on the 20 lakh crore stimulus package which was announced by the government? Do you think it is enough to kickstart the economy?
Just to put things in perspective, that 20 lakh crore also included past stimulus which has been done by the RBI and the government earlier. So that together accounts for almost 8 to 10 lakh crore. And yesterday the government announced the first set of measures. So that's again another 6 lakh crore. So between the earlier set of announcements and these set of announcements, we have already through with around 14 to 16 lakh crore worth of stimulus. And if you look at this one, the one which was announced by the finance minister yesterday, that predominantly was more on the credit guarantee side. So, and there was no fresh dole-outs or no, you know, sort of fresh spending by the government, which probably a lot of economists were expecting. So in that way, probably there could be a bit of a disappointment in the market. And at the end of the day, since it's also credit guarantee scheme and predominantly for the MSME and probably something for the NBFCs and the HFC sector, again, we'll have to see when the government might provide the money, but we need to see actually how much of it may, you know, trickles down to actual, you know, people who need to borrow, given the propensity of, you know, private sector banks to actually rather than save money rather than lend it at this point of time. As you know, liquidity in the banking system is probably around, the banks are parking around anywhere between 7 to 8 lakh crores on a daily basis in the RBI reverse repo window.
Right.
So there is no actually dearth of liquidity in the system. It's just that people don't want to lend. Hopefully with this credit guarantee scheme, probably some amount of credit flow should open up for the MSME sector. And that should be helpful. And on the final part, of course, there are more announcements which are likely to happen over the next few days. Probably there's another 4 to 6 lakh crore worth of more stimulus pending over there. Let's see whether there's any fresh spending over there. And also we'll have to see whether there's any fresh spending over there. And also we'll have to see what the RBI also does in the future. And also, of course, the government has hinted that there are going to be reforms on labor and land side, long-standing structural reform. So let's see what the government does going forward over the next few days.
Right, and all eyes on, you know, the new set of measures which could be announced by the government. But from the RBI perspective, I know you've, you know, sort of summed it up in your first answer as well, but do you think there could be some more measures with which RBI would announce in the near future?
Yes, the RBI, we think, will come up with its own set of measures as and when, you know, they will probably work at their own pace in consultation with the government. So yes, a few more rate cuts are, you know, it looks like a done deal. Then along with that, probably there could be, you know, more liquidity measures. Probably they will have to fine tune it, because if you remember the TLTRO2, which was I think around 50,000 crores, that really hasn't found too many takers. So maybe because again they are trying to lend to banks, but maybe at some point of time, like the US Fed, they might have to, you know, sort of, if required, maybe not immediately, but at some point of time, if required, they might have to, you know, sort of come down and intervene in the corporate bond market, you know, more in a more direct manner. I mean, they cannot take any bond risk on their book, but maybe the, they can make some sort of a fund which the government provides the seed funding. And probably the RBI can go into the market and sort of buy the bonds with the government guaranteeing any losses to the RBI.
Okay, so more rate cuts, that is something which is, which are more likely to be on the cards, and more direct participation from the government. Well, moving on from, you know, RBI to the sectors, you know, which sectors are likely to benefit the most from the stimulus, you know, while some may get disappointed?
See, if you ask me, since this has been predominantly more on credit guarantee for the MSME segment, and also there was something in it for the NBFCs and the housing finance companies. So I think one sector of the market where I would say it is marginally positive for NBFCs and HFCs. Other than that, there has been not too much of it, of anything for any other sector if you look. So maybe sectors like discretionary consumption side, maybe autos and real estate. Of course, real estate, they were provided some relief in the form of extension of RERA date.
Yeah.
But other than that, there has been not too much positive for most of the sectors.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only just it was marginally positive for the NBFCs and the housing finance companies.
Right. And moving from sectors, what is your outlook on the market, considering the fact that we are still in a bear phase? Do you think the stimulus would be enough to take the Indian markets above 10,000?
No, see, clearly, even we don't think that. Also, to a large extent, we need to take into account what's happening in the global economy. If something happens, I mean, the U.S. turnaround and the Dow starts rallying significantly from current level, which probably is wishful thinking, then we can probably see markets scale new high,
mm-hmm.
probably cross that level of 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, in the current scheme of things, it looks that markets will continue to maybe grind lower rather than move up. It's not going to be probably a vertical kind of movement which we have seen in the past, but it's going to be more a grinding, slow grinding kind of a movement, that too on the downside.
Mm.
For the time being, till the peak of the crisis is not behind us. And I think, again, like we said, that one clearly our investment strategy has been to be more sector specific.
Yes.
We have clearly been stating that one should focus on sectors where there's revenue visibility, like FMCG, pharma, telecom, and to a certain extent IT also.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think so that these sectors in itself can drive markets to levels of about 10,000 and greater participation, especially for the banking and financial services space.
Right, right.
And the banks looks like they are going to be under pressure for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
for another two or three quarters with NPA-related issues.
Mm-hmm.
So we think it's going to be difficult for markets to go, above, break out and sustain above the 10,000 level mark. We think that probably we are still in that sort of a mild kind of a bear market, and markets will might sort of continue to grind lower.
Mm-hmm. Right. So stock specific action or sector specific action is likely to continue from here on. That is the message coming from Mr. Roy. And in fact, there's a high likelihood that markets could actually grind lower rather than higher. Well, thanks a lot for your time, Mr. Roy, and listeners for tuning into this edition of special podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.